Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, an Ohio Council for Long-Term Care Residents.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. More than 120,000 Ohioans live in long-term care facilities like nursing homes. A new statewide effort hopes to give those individuals more of a voice through the Ohio Residents' Rights Council. Leilani Pelletier is the state's long-term care ombudsman, and she joins us to explain. Hello, Leilani.
So happy to be here.
So happy to have you here today. So this new group is comprised of presidents of over 900 residents' rights councils. Help us understand, how do these organizations already support Ohioans living in care homes?
Each nursing home is required to have a resident council. So the resident council is designed to give each resident a voice, an opportunity to help solve problems, to escalate issues, and to participate fully in family life. Each nursing home has a different kind of feel to their resident council. And what we really want to do is to offer those resident council presidents, as they lead their individual resident councils, to help elevate the voice of all residents in Ohio nursing homes.
Okay, so if we have these local residents' rights groups already advocating for long-term care residents, what sort of difference will it make to have the statewide council?
So number one, what we want is for each resident council president to feel that they have the tools they need to run the council the way they see fit, but also truly to find the commonalities that speak for individuals in nursing homes right now across the entire state. So first of all, individuals understand they're not alone. Secondly, in Ohio, we have an incredible network. We could be able to speak more clearly as a state for things like state legislation, federal legislation, and to speak as a unified entity across Ohio.
Yeah, it sounds like you're able to find that connective tissue. You'll also get the opportunity to discuss some of the challenges that nursing home residents face. What are you seeing in terms of barriers that exist today?
For many people, they've never resided in a nursing home before. They're not familiar with the landscape. They don't know all the terminology. Coming to that facility, they're coming after a significant amount of change and challenge just in their own life, a health challenge. The financial aspect is a little overwhelming. Just adjusting to this whole new world that they may have never seen before. So making sure that they have the information they need about what's available to them, making sure they're aware of their rights. Even something as primary that you and I might, you know, not even think twice about. So for example, the ability to leave the facility overnight. You know, there's a lot of misconceptions about even basic things like that.
By 2030, more than a quarter of Ohio's population is expected to be 60 or over. What will that mean for those long-term care facilities and their residents' rights councils?
Every Ohioan should expect excellence in their care and nothing less. There's no reason anyone should have to settle for anything less than that. And that's what the resident council, ultimately at the end of the day, is there to ensure in each smaller facility. But then we're going to amplify that voice statewide.
That's Leilani Pelletier, State Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Thank you, Leilani.
Thank you so much.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.